I'd say they were launching it, yeah.
Okay.
I never had experience to talk with them about it.
What do you call the thing the housewife wears around the kitchen to keep her dressed?
Apron.
Suppose when you were young, you didn't have any clothes to go away in. You might go to town and buy yourself what, so that you can go to church or somewhere?
New suit.
What did you call the top part of the suit?
Coat.
How about the thing without any sleeves then?
Vest.
Those are the oldest names you remember? You never heard of them called jacket and waistcoat?
Well, if you talk Dutch, we used the word jacket, but
really?
If you talk English, we used vest.
You called that thing a jacket in Dutch, then?
Yeah.
How about the bottom part of your suit?
Pants.
Suppose a boy comes around and he has all sorts of playthings in his pockets and they're sort of full. You say his pockets are so full, they're doing what?
Bulging.
Suppose you put on a clean shirt and you go to button the collar and you can't quite get it to button. You say the last time this shirt was washed, the collar did what?
Shrunk.
Would you say his coat fitted me or his coat fit me? Which sounds most natural?
Well, if I'd have just used it once, maybe I'd have said his coat fitted me, but several times, but maybe I'd say coat fit me.
Mm-hmm. I have brought your coat, I have run your coat, I have fetched your coat. Do you ever use fetch around here once when you were young?
No, I don't remember that term at all.
So you say, I have brought your coat from.
Brought your coat.
What would you call a little leather thing that you might keep coins in?
Pocketbook.
And how about a piece of jewelry that a girl would wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
How about the thing you'd carry along with you and look like it's going to rain?
Umbrella.
Any older name for that thing? Umbrella or parasol? Just always umbrella.
We always call it umbrella, as far as I can remember.
When your mother made the bed, what did you call the thing she put over the top?
Spread.
Ever hear him talk of counterpanes or coverlid? And how about these things that she would do fine stitching on?
She would do what?
There are things you put over a bed too, but she'd do a lot of fine stitching on them, and there'd be a bunch of patchwork and so forth. Something you call a quilt, maybe?
Oh yeah, quilts. Quilts are made out of patches.
Uh-huh. How about the thicker kind that wouldn't be washable?
Comforter.
You remember any of these beds where they put the covers right down on the floor?
No.
You ever hear him speak of a pallet or not?
Never heard of it.
What would folks around here say if some piece of furniture went from one wall of the room clear over to the other? Would they say it goes clear across the room or clean across or?
Both ways. Both ways.
Which would you say?
Well, I think we usually say clear across.
Uh-huh. Some places they say it goes plumb across the room. Other places it goes jam across the room.
Never heard those two terms.
What do you call real rich black soil? I heard you speak about it here this morning.
Luck?
Yeah. Do you have anything you call loam or loam then? Or you call that muck usually?
Well, the black we call it. I've heard of sand loam.
Uh-huh.
When the ground is so poor that you can hardly raise anything on it.
They call that what?
Sand loam.
So that isn't so rich then. That's sort of the opposite.
The black ground was a muck.